In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
.org. Then tell Congress to say no to the FDAA.
Are you shocked that 20 million illegal aliens have invaded our country? That 60% of HUD funds go to illegals? That 1 in 10 births in the U.S. are to illegals? The anchor babies born to illegals at our expense get citizenship? That less than 2% are picking crops, but 41% are on welfare? That they comprise 95% of all murder warrants in L.A.? That our politicians want to give them amnesty if they pay back taxes? What taxes? Low-skilled, low-income workers with numerous dependents don't pay taxes. They get a check for earned income tax credit. And then there's our schools. Had enough? Then join the campaign. Support is needed of every citizen to tell our president and Congress, stop it now. Call the California Coalition for Immigration Reform, toll-free, 877-NO-ILLEGALS. That's 877-NO-ILLEGALS. Or go to SayNoToIllegals.org before it's too late.
Hi, I'm Mandy Moore, and I've been volunteering for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society since I was a kid. I know firsthand how the society makes a difference in the lives of people with leukemia, lymphoma, and myeloma. You can help, too. For example, kids across the country collect pennies and spare change through the school and youth programs. In fact, that's how I got started. Families, neighbors, and businesses come together in communities across the nation every fall for the Light the Night Walk. Athletes support the society by walking, running, swimming, and cycling through team and training events. And for others, time and talent are what they choose to give, which makes a real difference in the lives of people battling cancer. You can help the Society Fund Cures for Cancer and provide critical services to patients and their families. To find out how, call 888-HELP-LLS or visit lls.org. Please contact the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society today and give someone with cancer the gift of help and hope.
And now, a heavyweight in the fight against illegal immigration and defender of the First and Second Amendment rights, straight from the ghetto, the prisoner of South Central, Terry Anderson!
What's with this Terry Anderson guy?
He's articulating the popular rage.
Stupid people of America, good evening. If you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention! The people, that includes me, of the United States of America are under a full-fledged assault. The assault comes from a conglomeration of illegal aliens, racist Americans and organizations, and those with a desire to bring America to its knees by flooding it with millions of the third world poor that will break the back of the American economy. These people are a tiny minority of the American populace, but they are loud and vocal and somewhat organized, and that has allowed them to vent their hatred and be heard. In March, a coalition of these people printed the 21-page, quote, Unity Blueprint for Immigration Reform, unquote, and they began lobbying Congress and state-level representatives for amnesty, stronger labor protections for illegal aliens, expansion of permanent legal visas for workers, a repeal of the funding for the U.S.-Mexican border fence, a repeal of the sanctions against employers who hire illegal aliens. They want more visas for the relatives of U.S. citizens and a quick amnesty for illegal alien parents of American children. One of those involved in this coalition is Peter Shea. Remember that name, folks. Peter Shea, president of the, quote, Center for Human Rights and Constitutional Law, unquote. He is one of the single most dangerous men in the country today. This man won the 1982 decision in the Supreme Court of the United States, Plyler versus Doe, that mandated education of all illegal alien children. He also led the fight against Proposition 187 in 1994 and has since gotten legalization for tens of thousands of illegal aliens who, for whatever reason, were not included in the original amnesty of 1996. We have serious adversaries as we fight for our country, folks. People bent on destroying it by bringing it down to the level of the third world countries that the illegal aliens fled and left. But as formidable as our adversaries are, they are no match for us. We're in the right, and right makes might. And as the opposition lobbies, they will find that they haven't seen lobbying like the kind Americans do when they become angry. And we are angry. We are pissed. We are as angry as I've ever seen people in my life. I have my finger on the pulse of the American people. I get the emails. I get the phone calls. I get the faxes. And they are telling me that they have never been as fed up with anything in this country since they've been alive. Caroline Espinoza, spokeswoman for Numbers USA, said it perfectly when she said, quote, "It's the height of arrogance for someone to come to the U.S., break the law, and then ask Congress to overturn or ignore the laws to their benefit," end quote. Unbelievable, and she's right on the money. It is the uttermost height of arrogance. We take extreme offense at that arrogance, folks, and we will not tolerate that arrogance as Americans. We will not tolerate it. They've taken over many of our jobs. They've taken over our schools, our communities, and damn near the whole state of California. And then they hit us with their arrogance on top of that. Ain't gonna happen. We're not having it. And I'm gonna prove that to you next Sunday. Myself and almost 40 other talk show hosts will be doing our shows between Sunday and Wednesday from where? The nation's capital, Washington, D.C. And we're taking lots of our listeners with us. Those listeners will be getting directly into the faces of the politicians who have threatened us with their rotten amnesty. We will let them see what the angry faces of pissed off Americans look like. We'll let them hear our angry voices with our stories of how we are the victims.
and what's been done to us as American citizens with this illegal alien invasion. We will explain our deficits to them in our economies. We'll tell them about the hospitals that are closing. We'll tell them about the schools that are full of children who are illiterate in two languages. We will tell them about the prisons being full. We will tell them how our whole economies are breaking down in certain parts of this country and how our whole communities are looking like the third world. We will tell them how our culture is taking a hit and our sovereignty is in danger. We're not going to go there talking about 9/11 and terrorists. We're going to talk about being victims to illegal aliens who have taken away our livelihood and taken away our American customs. We will talk about how they're raising their flags up on our institutions over the American flag. We will talk about how they walk down the street while dragging our American flag under their feet, literally, and then laugh at us as stupid Americans because we do nothing about it. These are the things we will tell Congress about. These are the things we will get in their face about. We will flood Washington, D.C. with people. Thousands of Americans are going, and that includes truckers who are protesting the Mexican trucks coming here to do our country ill. We will do this next week, and we will show the opposition, you ain't the only ones can protest. We're in the right. We have the laws of the United States behind us, and we have the people of the United States behind us, and we shall prevail. And that's the name of that tune. This is the Terry Anderson Show on the All-American Radio Network.
I'm Steve Remich, president of the Association for Los Angeles Deputy Sheriffs. Most newspaper editors in our town have the attention span of a gnat. Consequently, newspaper editorials beat the same dead horse week after week and month after month. Our host, Terry Anderson, does a great job supporting the police officers and deputy sheriffs who protect lives and property in the Los Angeles area. Unlike Terry, our local newspaper editors want to blame rank-and-file deputy sheriffs and police officers for getting hurt or for retiring with a secure pension. Police officers and deputy sheriffs working patrol and custody assignments in Los Angeles County are routinely assaulted by violent suspects. After 30 years of service, there is very little chance that a deputy sheriff will retire uninjured. In fact, many of us work until the day the Sheriff's Department forcibly retires us from service. If Los Angeles County management wants more from its public safety professionals, then they should stop complaining about how many of us get hurt. We understand it's part of the job. What we don't understand is why that comes as a surprise to newspaper editors and our county administrators. I'm Steve Remich. Please drive carefully. Thanks for listening.
Terry Anderson Show, and we're talking about the illegal alien invasion of the United States of America. If we don't, who will? I'm telling you, folks, this is something that has never been seen in the United States ever in our history. It's the first time, and we're going to stop it. We absolutely are. I want to thank all the folks who take part in the show, and I want to remind anybody out there that has friends and relatives who cannot hear the sound of our voice, they can hear us live by going to our website. That's theterryandersonshow.com. Let me welcome all those good folks tonight at KFNX 1100 AM Phoenix, Arizona. The great K-Dawn, KDWN, 720 AM, Las Vegas, Nevada, and all the folks listening on the RBN network all across the United States, welcome to the Terry Anderson Show. Let me give out that caller number now. Those who want to call, agree, disagree, curse me out. Don't forget, if you're nice, I'm nice. If you're nasty, woo, look out. That number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
And now it's time for the most horriblest clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the week. Folks, the worst president of our lifetime, George W. Bush, visited the southern border again last week. He went down there to break out his flim-flam once again to convince the American people that, quote, now that the border is under control, unquote, it's now the time for his comprehensive immigration reform amnesty caca de toro. Our rotten press is frustrated that he has not been able to get a bill past the good Republican gatekeepers of the Congress. The greatest thing that ever happened to Bush was when his own party was voted out of power, however, and the Democrats took the helm. He's happy now. Speaking of the Democrats being in power on Capitol Hill, he said in his speech at the border, quote, I think the atmosphere up there, speaking of Capitol Hill, is good right now. The atmosphere is good, unquote. Unbelievable. Here's a Republican president praising the fact that he is out, his party is out of power and that the Democrats are in there because now he thinks he can get his comprehensive amnesty passed. That is a new president in the annals of the presidency of the United States of America. Unbelievable. His message in his border speech to conservative critics of his own party was, now is the time for amnesty and a guest worker program since we are now, quote, controlling the border, unquote. His trip to Yuma, Arizona was very coldly received, though. You know why? One, now the border is not under control, and the Americans there knew that. And two, they want no guest worker program. And three, they want zero amnesties. These people aren't stupid, Mr. Bush. Instead of going to the border with his dog and pony show, why doesn't the president come to Los Angeles or go to Phoenix or Las Vegas or maybe Hazleton, Pennsylvania or some place like that? Even places now like Portland, Raleigh, and Atlanta. Go into those neighborhoods, folks, and see the devastation caused by the illegal invasion. Go in and talk to the American people. Don't talk to these rotten, racist, Rasa Nazi organizations. Go and talk to the American people and see what they have to say. See if they want an amnesty. You're supposed to be supporting us, President Bush. Why are you not? 80% plus keep telling you over and over and over, we want no amnesty, and you keep saying we need it. We don't want it, and we're not having it. Now, I ask you, I challenge you to talk to the American people on this. Stop running down into the border with your BS dog and pony show trying to make it look like you're actually doing something when you've done nothing. Nothing, nothing. And the few things you have done have been negatives for the American people. Once again, I hate doing it every other week or so, but it just happens that way. President Bush, you suck. But more than that, you are the most horriblest clown of the week. Good Lord. Got a guest tonight, folks. Guy down in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Great part of the country. Never been there, but I will get there eventually. Gentleman named Dan Howard. Let me tell you what he did. He put up a billboard there. The billboard is on our website, theterryandersonshow.com. You can see exactly what Dan did. It is a beautiful billboard. He took the initiative as an American citizen to do this. We are proud of his actions, and we applaud him. Dan, what do you hear? What do you say, buddy?
How you doing?
Pretty good. Tell us about that billboard.
I tell you what, greetings from the great state of California, or excuse me, from Oklahoma to all y'all out there in California.
We'll take it.
And by the way, the head of the immigration reform for Oklahoma now, Carol, she's your number one fan. I had to tell you hey for her there, Terry.
I appreciate it. Hey, Carol, how you doing?
If you weren't taken already, she'd be after you.
Well, I appreciate the compliment. I really do.
Let me tell you something. You're feeling that pulse of the angry people. Well, we're the heartland, and we're the heart out here. We're pumping that blood of anger down through that pulse. I've had it with what's coming to my country, bud.
Well, you and I both, we have that in common. And it's not just us, Dan. It's people all over the country. Every state now has got complaints about this invasion. Not just the border states or states like you that are close to the border. Even up north. Illinois is now a border state. Pennsylvania is now a border state. Ohio is now a border state. That is insanity.
Hey, Minnesota's a border state.
Yes,
there
sir.
Border states
yes,
now.
Sir.
And I tell you what, I want every American listening right now to think back to the days when our Constitution was respected. I tell you what, every American needs to go read Article 4, Section 4 of that U.S. Constitution, where it states, "The United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a republican form of government, and it shall protect each of them against invasion."
It says it right there, folks.
The Constitution is being stomped on right now.
It says it right there, shall protect against an invasion. Those are the words that it uses, an invasion. Why are we not pumping this out to people to read the Constitution? I have a copy of the Constitution in my hand. I read it all the time to people, and they say they had no idea that's what it said. And they do all admit and agree with us, Dan, that we are being invaded. That is a fact.
I'll tell you right now, buddy, it is time for the Americans to go to their politicians. Washington has failed us. We've got criminals that are invading our country. It's their fault, too. We got big business that's hiring these people, and they're screwing their fellow Americans by doing so. But where this is going to start, we need to get a hold of our federal legislators, and we need to tell them, here's the new slogan for the day, boys, especially you clowns over there like your horrible clown of the week. He needs to listen up. You need to speak up on this issue and speak up loudly. When you get a microphone in front of your face, don't talk about global warming when you got 3 inches of ice on the ground. Get up there and talk about this invasion and how you're going to demand, even if you have to filibuster every bill that gets in front of you, you're going to demand that we're going to have to lock the border down. You're going to have to demand loudly that the president honor the Constitution. And if they don't speak up, then they need to get out, Terry.
That's right. That's right. Now, you did something proactive. Tell the folks what the billboard reads.
I tell you what, bud. I took about $3,000 of my own money, and I bought a billboard with one of my old highway patrol partners, It has a picture of that famous photo of the Mexican flag flying above the upside-down American flag
at Montebello,
California last year during the illegal alien protest. On the left side of the billboard next to that, it says, "Had Enough." And then over on the right side, it's got our Outraged Patriot logo with the OutragedPatriots.com website address. And it is basically a strong message to the American people that you need to, you know, when you get home, take the time, pick up the news, find out what's going on, talk to your neighbors, get a hold of your legislators, and you have got to demand that the U.S. Constitution be preserved like it was preserved by my three great-great-grandfathers that fought for the Union in the Civil War. My grandfather fought long and hard in World War I. I've got every letter he wrote home from the war, and it's a year and a half period. And my uncle was beaten and starved as a POW in Germany in World War II. And I'm telling you right now, Terry, these men did not go over and fight to protect the Constitution the way it's being adhered to now.
Well, and a lot of veterans have gone over there, and we've even got recent wars, Vietnam and Desert Storm and everything else, and in the current war, they did not fight for that reason. Korea, same thing. They went over there to protect our sovereignty and protect this country, and now this is what our elected officials have let it go to. This is outrageous.
It is outrageous. And let me tell you something else. We've got this new Department of Homeland Security. You know, you have a domestic airline flight that has a nil chance of terrorism, though, a flight going from, say, Tulsa, Oklahoma to Butte, Montana. They take every U.S. citizen that's lived here for 7, 8 generations, and they run them through everything but a proctology exam. Yet, we get a boatload of 101 Haitians that just drifts up to the Florida coast with nobody to meet them but a news helicopter, and you got 11,000 people crossing our borders unapprehended every day. Now, Department of Homeland Security is not doing its job, Terry.
They really aren't. How long has the billboard been up?
It's been up 2.5 weeks, and we're requesting donations on our website to help keep it up. I think we're going to put one up in Oklahoma City right there by the state capitol on Interstate 35 and I-40 Junction here May 1st if we can get enough donations in.
Have you taken any heat for it?
I've taken a little bit of heat, and I tell you what, there was a couple of letters to the editor today in the Tulsa World newspaper that were negative and one that was very, very positive. I'm giving you the straight scoop here, Terry. I've had a 95% positive, highly positive response both by email and telephone.
Can I tell you something, Dan? For a guy like me that's been around this issue for about 13, 14 years now, that's about normal. That is about normal. The American people speak at a level of about 90, 95% whenever something like this is done. Barbara Cole, bless her, put up a billboard out there at the California border, right there at the Colorado River from Arizona. And I'm going to tell you something. The response was overwhelming, and the heat was overwhelming also. But the response was overwhelming from people who agreed with it. It said, "Welcome to California, the illegal immigration state." That's all it said. And, boy, did they come after her. But you know why? Because it was effective. Because it worked. And what you've got there is effective, and it's working. Now, how do the newspapers treat you?
The newspapers are being fair. They've been very fair to us, and we've gotten some good coverage. Now, I tell you what, the reason we're going to put this billboard up in Oklahoma City is that every news station and every newspaper in Tulsa covered the billboard here in Tulsa, but not one of them except the Hispanic channel in Oklahoma City covered it. So we're going to move this billboard down there for a month, and they're going to have to cover it then, and we're going to have the entire western half and central portion of Oklahoma covered, plus the wonderful coverage we're getting with you tonight. I really appreciate the opportunity.
It's my pleasure, Dan. Let me ask you something. You got a large American Indian population. Have they given you any feedback on this?
Yes, sir. I've had 3 solid phone calls in about the last 10 days from elderly Native American, you know, Cherokee, Choctaw, Creek Indian people here in the Oklahoma area, and they're very supportive of it because they are also true Americans. They don't have any other loyalties to any countries than they honor our U.S. Constitution.
Well, they're the originals, so they've been Americans longer than anybody else, you know.
But I'm going to back you up, Terry. I'm telling you right now. I know it's hot out there where you're at, but this issue is smoking hot in Oklahoma.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. I've always said this, Dan, whenever people would call the show or send me an email and say, "Oh, it's terrible here where I live," and I always write them back or answer them back and say, "Great! I love to hear it," because when it was only California, nobody cared. You know, then it was California and Arizona. Then it was California, Arizona, and Texas, and then New Mexico. And then all of a sudden we started seeing problems in Las Vegas and then Chicago. And then we started hearing about it in Atlanta, Georgia, and Nashville, Tennessee. Now both the Carolinas are inundated, and northern Florida, and all up into the panhandle of Texas. It's really spreading like crazy. And people now are coming together because it's so prevalent in this country. You can go nowhere without seeing the vestiges of this illegal invasion.
You're right. Let me tell you what's going on in Oklahoma now, and I'm sure you've heard this, but we've got guardrails and street signs that are coming up missing that are being sold for scrap metal.
Oh, yeah.
One out of three vehicles on the road in the state of Oklahoma now is uninsured, and that number is so high because of all the illegals here.
One out of three.
I've got friends that have been in the construction business, Terry, for 20-plus years, are in fear that they're going to go broke because all the businesses that are hiring illegals are undercutting them by anywhere from 30 to 50% on the bid.
And President Bush says they only come here to do work Americans won't do. That is amazing.
Not true.
Dan, I want to thank you.
I'll tell you what angers me even more is that these businesses would lure these people up here with such cheap labor. That's an insult
it
to
is.
The Hispanic people to say, come up here and work for a half or a third of what Joe Bob was working
Well,
for.
They did that for a while until they ran Joe Bob out, and then guess what? Then they unionized and started to raise the price. These guys are making prevailing wage a lot of places now. They did that out here with the janitors. Most of the janitors were black. They ran them out of business. They went from $11 an hour to minimum wage, which was like $5.50 at the time, and as soon as they got all those black janitors out, they unionized again and took over. Totally took over.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it
Unbelievable.
Was.
Unbelievable this is happening in the United States of America. I've got a friend that was down at the VA hospital the other day, Terry, and he said that in the outpatient center where all the old veterans were coming and leaving, he said all those men, they weren't sitting down, they weren't staying in the wheelchairs, they were all huddled over in the corner, and they were raising holy hell about this.
They
he
need
said,
to be.
Those veterans that fought for this country are pissed off.
They need to be, Dan, and I'm glad to hear it. I'm glad the veterans are finally standing up. You know, we had a big discussion here about the veterans last week, and a lot of the problem with them is they go to the American Legion and the VFW, and all they do is play cards and drink. You know, a lot of them have the feeling, well, we did what we had to do for this country, and now we don't have to do anything else. No, this is a new fight, and we appreciate their service, what they did. You know, but we all have to fight for this. We've got to fight. There's no way around it. We have to fight, and if we don't do that, nobody else has done enough. We have to keep fighting for this issue.